It's a case for Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction, Nick Carter, master detective.
Beginning the curious adventure called Kidnapped for Sale for Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
I must see Mr. Carter at once.
I'm sorry, but he isn't here just
but
now.
But I must see him. Isn't there any way you can get in touch with him?
No, but I expect him back any minute now. Wouldn't you care to wait, Mrs.?
Anders, Mary Anders. He's got to help me. He's just got to.
Don't worry, Mrs. Anders. I'm sure he will. I'm Patsy Bowen, Mr. Carter's secretary. Don't you want to tell me what's wrong?
It's my baby.
Oh, there, Mrs. Anders. Please don't cry. I'm sure everything will turn out all right. Now, why don't you start from the beginning and tell me what's happened?
All right. My husband is a defense worker in the South. A few weeks ago...
Oh, that must be Mr. Carter now. Oh, Nick.
Hello, Patsy. Oh, see, you have a visitor.
This is Mrs. Anders, Nick. She's in trouble, and she's come to you for help.
Well, I'll be glad to help you if I can, Mrs. Anders. Just what is the trouble?
Well, as I told your secretary, my husband is a defense worker who has a temporary job in the Texas oil fields... Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, I received a letter saying he was seriously ill. Naturally, I was frantic and wanted to go to him at once, but I couldn't take my baby with me. He's only 8 months old, and there wouldn't be any place for him in the town where my husband works.
I see. So what did you do?
Well, I had no relatives to leave the baby with, so I looked around for a nursing home that could take care of him while I was gone, but they were all jammed to overflowing and couldn't board my baby. When the fourth nursing home turned me down, I was ready to give up. Just as I was leaving the building, a man carrying a medical bag spoke to me.
Pardon me. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with the clerk at the reception desk. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Arnold. I'm on the medical board of this nursing home, and...
Well,
I saw how disappointed you were when the clerk told you that they had no room for your baby.
Oh, I'm at my wit's end, Doctor. I've simply got to find a place to leave him. My husband is seriously ill, and I must go to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, perhaps I can help you, Mrs. Anders. Have you ever thought of leaving your child in private care?
In private care? I don't know anyone in this city.
Well, it just happens that I know a couple whom I'm sure would be glad to take care of your child.
Oh, but I wouldn't want to leave my baby with strangers.
Oh, I think that if you met this couple, you'd feel differently about it. Recently, they lost their own child, and I rather think they'd be very happy to take care of yours if you'd permit them to.
I could only be sure they'd give him the right kind of care.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Now, this couple's name is Gilbert. Mr. Gilbert has an office in the Stanley Building. Why don't you bring your child to his office tomorrow morning about 10 o'clock? I'll arrange to have his wife there at the same time. You can talk with them and then decide whether you'd like to let them take care of your baby.
It can't do any harm to talk to them, see what they're like.
Splendid. Here, now, I'll write Mr. Gilbert's address on this card. There. Oh, I'm sure you'll like them, Mrs. Anders.
I hope so, Doctor. And thank you for your kindness.
Not at all, Mrs. Anders. These days, it's up to people to help each other. Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 10.
And did you keep the appointment, Mrs. Anders?
Yes, I did, Mr. Carter. Dr. Arnold and his friends were there waiting for me.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Anders. Allow me to introduce Mrs. Gilbert and Mr. Gilbert.
How do you do?
Hello, Mrs. Anders.
My dear, I'm so happy to meet you. And I presume this is the baby?
Yes, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Say, he is a good-looking baby, isn't he?
Martin, be careful. You wake him.
Oh, he's a very sound sleeper.
Do you think I might hold him?
Of course. Here you are, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's like holding my own little boy. Will you let me take care of him while you're gone, Mrs. Anders? I promise I'll look after him just as though he were my own.
What, Mrs. Gilbert, I...
Please say you'll let me take care of him for you.
Well, when Dr. Arnold just spoke to me about leaving him with strangers, I didn't like the idea, but now that I've met you, I can see you're the kind of people who love children.
Oh, Mrs. Anders, I assure you he'll receive the very best of care.
Why, of course he will. We have a lovely nursery at home. We give him everything he wants.
Well, I was certain that you people would like each other. I'm glad to see that everything is settled.
Oh, but we've said nothing about paying for his board.
Oh, we wouldn't dream of asking anything for taking care of him.
We're doing it just because we want to.
Why, of course. We won't hear of such a thing.
Oh, you're both very kind. I only hope that someday my husband and I will be able to repay you.
What train are you taking, Mrs. Anders?
Well, I want to make the train that leaves at noon.
Oh, you'll have to hurry then.
But I'm sure you want to kiss your son goodbye, Mrs. Anders.
Goodbye, darling. Mother's going to miss you dreadfully, but she'll soon be back for you, just as soon as she can. Then, Mr. Carter, I left for Texas. When I reached my husband, I found he was much better than I'd expected. I spent 2 weeks with him, and by that time he was well enough so I could come back. I got in just an hour ago.
I see.
Have you seen your baby yet?
No. I went to Mr. Gilbert's office the first thing to tell him I was back and wanted my baby. When I entered the office, Mr. Gilbert wasn't there, but Dr. Arnold was.
And what did Dr. Arnold say when you told him you'd come for your son?
He told me that he'd never seen me before, that he knew nothing whatever about my baby.
What?
At first I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. He denied ever having seen me or my baby.
What happened then?
I asked to see Mr. Gilbert, but he said there wasn't anyone by that name there. I pleaded with him to give me back my baby, but he kept insisting he didn't know what I was talking about. Mr. Carter, what can I do? How can I get my baby back again?
Oh, Mrs. Anders, please. I'm sure everything's going to be all right.
Mrs. Anders, I'm afraid you've been made a victim of a new and vicious racket. That of selling babies.
Nick?
Yes.
Selling babies?
Yes, selling babies. You see, these days, a great number of people are eager to adopt babies. But there are comparatively few available for adoption. As a result, there are many people who are willing to pay $1,000 or more for a child. This has brought into being a new type of criminal. One who deals in selling babies.
But, Nick, where do they get these babies? You mean they steal them?
Yes, Bessie, that's exactly what I mean. These unscrupulous men are all over town on the lookout for women who, under emotional stress, will part with their babies.
But Mr. Carter, Dr. Arnold looked so respectable, and well, he said that he was connected with that nursing home.
Without going any further, Mrs. Anders, I can assure you that he isn't a doctor at all, but is merely posing as one.
What?
That's part of his scheme to get babies from their mothers. And the nursing home is one of the places where he makes his contacts.
Then you mean this man Arnold has sold my child to the Gilbert couple?
No, Mrs. Anders, not to them, as they're undoubtedly part of his gang. No, the Gilberts will pose as the legitimate parents of your baby and will sell it to another couple who are eager to adopt a child.
But, Mr. Carter, if this man Arnold gets away, I may never find my baby again.
Now, Mrs. Anders, don't worry, please. I'll do my best to recover your child for you. Up to now, I've been unable to take any action against these unscrupulous gangsters because I have never been able to get any really concrete evidence against them. But in your case, there's no question about it.
But what are you going to do, Mr. Carter?
Well, our first move will be to go down to that office and see this man, find out what he has to say for himself. And we better hurry, because he won't waste any time clearing out now that he knows you're back.
Shall I go with you, Mr. Carter?
No, Mrs. Anders, I want you to go home and rest.
All right. You will let me hear from you soon.
Why, certainly I will. Just as soon as I can tell you something definite.
Building gives me the creeps, Nick. It's so old and dark.
Yes. The type building that houses mainly fly-by-nights and other shady enterprises. Only hope we aren't too late.
Fourth floor, please.
This is it, Patsy. Room 412.
Nick, there's a light in the office.
Yes. Well, here goes. Good evening.
Oh, I'm afraid you have the wrong office.
No, I don't think so, Mr. Arnold.
Nick, he's packing everything in that briefcase.
Yes, I see.
What do you want?
Arnold, I represent Mary Anders, whose child you took a little more than 2 weeks ago.
Mary Anders? I don't know anyone by that name. And what would I want with a child?
I think you know what I'm talking about. And I want that baby back.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you staring at me like that?
Arnold, I never forget a face. And I'm sure I've seen your face somewhere before.
That's nonsense. I never saw you before in my life. Now, kindly get out of here and let me finish
Yes, now I remember you. 10 years ago, September 1934, you were convicted of blackmail and sent up the river for 5 years. And I supplied the evidence that clinched the case.
So you're the guy I've got to thank for that stretch. Oh, then you must be Nick Carter. The cops told me he was the one that pinned it on me.
Right, Arnold. And if you don't turn the Anders baby over to me at once, I'll make it my business to see that you go back for a real stretch this time.
Oh, yeah? Carter, I've been waiting a long time to pay you back what I owe you. This is one time you ran into more than you bargained for. Okay, Dutch.
I'm right behind you, Carter, so you and your girlfriend better get your hands up fast.
Nick, look out.
Make a move for your gun, I'll blast you. Yeah, it's better.
This isn't going to help you any, Arnold.
No, we'll see about that. Got his gun, Dutch?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Carter, you're going to get what you should have gotten years ago. It's too bad the girl has to be in on it, too.
Shall I let him have it, Arnold?
No. Gun might bring the night watchman. We want to do everything on a quiet basis.
Let my secretary go, Arnold. She had nothing to do with sending you up.
I'm afraid I couldn't do that. She knows too much now.
What are you going to do with us?
Do you see that vault in the wall over there?
Yes.
Well, up to now, I've never had anything that I wanted to put into it. Now, I think I have.
Say, that's a great idea, Doc.
Yes. It's a beautiful vault. Fireproof, waterproof, and airtight. You and your charming companion, Mr. Carter, won't last very long in there.
Nick.
Steady, Bess.
All right. Start moving, you two, and no funny business, or you get it in the back. Go on. Get in that vault. Ladies first, Carter.
You know you'll have to pay for this, Arnold.
Maybe, and maybe not. Well, Mr. Carter, it's been most pleasant knowing you two. Goodbye.
Nick, there's not much room in here, is there?
No. Wait till I turn on my flashlight. There.
Well, this vault is hardly big enough to turn around in. Well, Nick, the oxygen will be gone in no time.
Now, Patsy, you mustn't get excited. Just uses up the oxygen that much faster.
We've got to get out of here quick. It'll only be a matter of minutes.
Take it easy, Patsy. Take it easy. Let's see how solid these walls are. Yeah, they're solid, all right. Must be a foot thick.
Even if we called for help, it wouldn't do any good. No one could hear us.
And the floor's solid, too. And the vault's completely empty. Nothing we could use to help us get out.
Nick, the air's getting close already. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Patsy. But there has to be some way out of this vault.
Well, if you don't find it soon, it'll be too late. Oh, Nick, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I feel as if I...
Oh, easy, Patsy. Don't let it get you down, please.
Well, I can't get my breath, Nick. I can't breathe.
Having locked Nick and Patsy in a soundproof, airtight vault and left them there to suffocate, Arnold is sure that he has removed all threat to himself and his new and heartless racket. And it does look as if Nick has met a problem that would tax even his cleverness to the utmost to solve. With only minutes left to live, how is Nick Carter going to free himself and Patsy from the death trap they are in? Listen tomorrow and find out. In The Strange Adventures of Nick Carter, Master Detective, Nick Carter is played by Lon Clark, Patsy by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan. Original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Tomorrow night at the same time, listen to the further adventures of Nick Carter in the case entitled...
Kidnapped for Sale. Or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
The Return of Nick Carter, a copyrighted feature of Street and Smith Publications, Incorporated, is produced in the studios of WOR and is broadcast over most of these stations, Monday through Friday at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Wartime. And don't forget that the adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, are broadcast over most of these stations Mondays through Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime. This is Mutual.